Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I want to get right into the teaching this morning. Open your Bibles to Psalm 77. It says, to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm either of or for Asaph. Not all the psalms were written by David. This Asaph was appointed by David as a chief singer in the temple of God. Now, I would first have you understand that the occasion is unknown. No one knows what circumstance brought this psalm about. My desire this morning is not so much a teaching, but hearing the word wherein what we will look at this morning may become a function in your life. This psalm has graciously been dominant in my daily walk for a couple of weeks now. And it has been a great comfort to me, and I deliver it this morning that it might be a comfort, a security, a confidence builder for each of you who are listening today. And the psalmist begins, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. He listened to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Now, if any of you have never had this experience, maybe this psalm, maybe this teaching's not for you, but I dare say to each and every one of God's children, that we all share in this experience. I'll tell you this right now, that as I had been practicing what we're going to learn today, I kind of reminisced and said, well, gee, I really don't have this problem. I said in my foolishness, I really don't have this problem. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. The word means think of that. And as I foolishly opened my mouth, I have to tell you, last night, for no reason I can identify, I had one of those nights. The fourth verse says, thou holdest mine eyes waking. I had trouble sleeping. And folks, the kindness of God is, it's a rare occasion for me that I ever have trouble sleeping. But I did last night. I spoke it as, the 116th Psalm says, I want to quote it because I just find the experience to be interesting. Psalm 116, verse 10 says, I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Seeking a remedy, he says, I considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. And the response to that is the question, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Think of that. And I said, King James, now you need to give some attention to this. And I said, this is my infirmity. And if you're reading in a King James Bible, you'll see the words, but I will remember, are in italics. It's added by the translators. There is no foundation for the translators to add these four words there. And if you're studying like I study, circle these four words or put a line through them, because that's not what it says. It says, and I said, this is my infirmity, the years of the right hand of the Most High. Now, the psalmist says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all your work and talk of your doings. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God that doeth wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. You have redeemed with your arm. Thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Think of that. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows went also abroad, the voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings lighted the world, the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, thy path in great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. When we look at the first 10 verses, we, and don't do it now, but as you contemplate and cogitate and meditate on what's contained in this psalm, you'll find that verses 1 to 10 contain me, myself, and I 22 times, and only 13 times is God referenced. This fellow was facting and was considering his, or had in focus, his earthly circumstance. Hmm. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I complained. My spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled. I cannot speak. Now, I'm not saying that last night brought me to a point where I couldn't speak. But I was very troubled and had difficulty sleeping. He spends these 10 verses 22 times speaking of himself, and only 13 times, almost twice as many times, focusing on self rather than God. And he says, this is my infirmity, the years of the right hand of the Most High. And in the next 10 verses, God, or pronouns referring to God, are 24 times, and only 3 times, me, or I. And there is no report of any circumstance changing. What we get from the psalmist here is a change of focus from me to him, from I to God. There, as I said, is no change of circumstance, but a definite change of focus. We need to draw on the words of Jesus, that he said, in the world you shall have tribulation. Now, in most Christian communities, God forbid that such expressions would be presented to the chosen flock, because God, whom they have accepted, would never allow his children to be in a troubled circumstance, hogwash, bull spit. Jesus said, you are not of this world, for I have chosen you out of this world. But in the world, you will have tribulation. But if we, like the psalmist, would turn our focus from ourselves to God, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, as Paul says in the Philippian letter, we will be content. And I said, this is my infirmity. The years of the right hand of the Most High. There are a multitude of references and descriptions of the right hand of God. One description is, in the world you shall have tribulation, but I want to give, if I may, some other references to the right hand of God. In the Song of Solomon, it says, chapter 2, verse 6, his left hand is under my head, and his right hand does embrace me. Psalm 63:8 says, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Psalm 44:3. Listen to this. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou had favor, thou had grace unto them. We walk through this world not alone. But with God and his right hand. Psalm 20, verse 6 says, now know I, the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalm 17, verse 7 says, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that saveth by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Psalm 118 says, starting in the 15th verse, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Now, we've done communions here on this passage. And the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. That is the place where the righteous dwells, and we as Christians know that for faith, God puts his life, a part of himself, in each and every one of those who are trusting God, the dwelling place of the righteous. And we know the reference to the righteous is God, and it's telling us that he dwells in us. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The proclamation or response to the circumstance that we might find ourselves in. My sore ran in the night, my soul refused to be comforted. The response is, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. We still, through his indwelling in us, because of his choosing, because of his grace, because of the gift of faith wherein we put our trust in God, we still can declare the works of the Lord. Certainly the Lord has chastened me, and I hope each one of you can say the same thing. Chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Certainly in this life we will have trouble. And sometimes that trouble might seem to overwhelm us. But when we change our focus from our circumstance, from me, from myself, from I, to God, I want to personally testify that there is comfort, that there is understanding, that there is joy in this walk when we understand our position, the right hand of the Lord, it says, of Jesus Christ, Hebrews 1, who by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the Lord. And not only has God put his Spirit in us, a force like gravity, unseen but nonetheless a force, he has also placed us in Christ, seated in heavenly places at the right hand of majesty on high. There is great consolation. And complaining can be minimized when we remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Psalm 16:10 says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Keep my prayer for you is that you would keep God and the benefits of being at his right hand and not allow the tribulation that the world would bring as a result of being at God's right hand on you. My prayer for you and me, and your prayer for yourself and for me, is that we would keep God in focus more than our earthly circumstance. For then therein is peace. For therein is peace. Oh, that thou savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee. As you go through this week, put God and His right hand front and center and when you do, I would like to hear the result of that change of focus from each and every one of you. Please respond, not just to me, but to this message, to this call that we have of God's Word, that we should put Him in focus. And not ourselves. One final little note. King James translation of these last 10 verses, as I said, has 3 me's and 24 references to God. King James comes out of the Hebrew translation. King James translations comes out of the Hebrew. The Septuagint adds one more pronoun for God, making it 25 times. And 25 is 5. The number of grace times 5, and it testifies to the manifestation of God's grace that we all would walk in God's grace this week. And that's the God School for today.